The population of the earth began to increase dramatically over the years, and the Lord God saw how great man's wickedness had become. The hearts of men had every inclination of evil, and the world was corrupt and full of violence. There was one man by the name of Noah that found favor in the eyes of the Lord. God said to Noah,
I am going to put an end to all people, for the earth is full of violence because of them. I am surely going to destroy both them and the earth.
Wow, if you're sure, you must.
Go and build an ark of cypress wood. Make rooms in it and coat it with pitch inside and out.
Mm-hmm. Are there any specific instructions on how long or how big it should be?
Yes. You are to build the ark as follows. It is to be 450 feet long, 75 feet wide, and 45 feet high. Make a roof for it, and make an opening for light by finishing the ark to within 18 inches of the top. Put a door inside of the ark, and make lower, middle, and upper decks. Did you get that, Noah?
Well, not all of it.
What part did you miss?
The part right after you are to build the ark as follows. Sorry about that.
Upon completion, I am going to bring floodwaters on the earth to destroy all life under the heavens. Every creature that has the breath of life in it on earth will perish. But I will enter my covenant with you, and you will enter the ark with your wife, sons, and their wives. Bring into the ark two of every living creature, one male, one female. This will preserve their species to repopulate the new world. These creatures will all come to you to be kept alive. You must see to it that you also take every kind of food and store it away for you and them. You have your instructions. Do you have any questions?
I do just have one question. What's an ark?
Noah worked hard every day building the ark. He had taken two of every kind of animal to be kept alive just as God had instructed him. Onlookers watched Noah, and they ridiculed and mocked him relentlessly.
Hey, Noah! Where's this big storm you're looking for? There isn't a cloud in the sky!
Hey, watch out! You need any help building that flying spaceship?
Pay no attention to them, dear. Let them laugh now. We'll see who has the last laugh when it's all over.
That's right, my dear. We will see who has the last laugh when this is over. We're talking about me, right? Phew. Well, that ought to do it. The ark is now built to exact specifications.
Excellent. Well done. Now is the time for you to load your cargo and passengers into the ark.
All right, let's see here. Pigs, check. Raccoons, check. Wildebeest, check. Tasmanian devil, check. And lastly, the duck-billed platypus. Check and check. Well, that's the last of them. Let's close this door so we can shove off, shall we? I wonder who that could be. Who is it?
It's your wife.
Whoops, sorry, honey. Here, come on in.
What do we do now?
Now we just sit back and wait for the Lord to do his part.
Look at crazy Noah and his crazy family, all dressed up and nowhere to go. All aboard!
Hey, Noah! It's been 7 days and still no sign of rain. If you want to be crazy, that's your business. But don't subject your poor wife and kid to that type of nonsense. You are not hearing from God, and there won't be any flood. I'm as sure of that as I'm sure as the sky is sunny? Hey, why is the sky getting dark all of a sudden?
It must be a trick! He's a wizard!
This is your last chance, Noah! Release your family and that smelly zoo you have in that giant ship of yours and get out of there! There is no flood coming! I'm gonna count to three, and you'd better come out! One! Two!
Three! Goodbye, everybody! I would throw you an umbrella, but somehow I don't think it'll be enough. Peace. Everyone hold on tight. For the next 40 days and 40 nights, things may get a little bumpy. And listen to me very carefully. Whatever you do, don't pick up any swimmers trying to get in.
Do you realize it's been 150 days since the rain stopped? There's water as far as the eye can see. I wonder where we are.
I think the water's starting to recede.
We seem to be coming to rest on the top of a mountain range.
Yes, I know this area. We are somewhere up on the tops of the mountains of Ararat.
That's amazing! How did you figure that out?
That innocent piece of wood there. It's a sign. It must have been a piece torn loose from the flood. I need a dove. Come, dove. Fly. Tell us if the ground is dry.
He's going pretty far. I don't think he can find anything.
You are right. He is returning. Well done, dove. We'll try again in 7 days.
It's been a week, Noah. Shall we send out the dove again to search for dry ground?
That's a great idea. Dove, let's try again. Report to me what you find.
Did the dove find anything?
Still not sure. He hasn't returned. Wait, here he comes now.
What is he holding in his beak?
It appears to be a fresh picked olive leaf. Nice going, dove.
Great. So we can disembark?
Well, not so fast. The ground still may be damp and loose. It could be dangerous. Let's wait for now.
Noah, honey, it's been 7 days since we got the olive leaf. Can we try again for solid ground?
Yes. Dove, you're on. Go. Fly. Tell us if the earth is dried enough for us to disembark.
Yes, please, dove. I don't know how much longer I can stand the smell in here.
Yes, those animals are pretty ripe today, aren't they?
Animals? Oh, yeah. The animals. It's evening, and this dove still hasn't returned.
Aha! That's the signal. That means the dove has found dry ground and trees to nest in.
Can we finally leave the Ark?
Well, it seems to be okay. But just to be on the safe side, let's just wait for God to call us out.
Come out of the Ark, you and your family. Bring out every kind of living creature that is with you, so they can multiply on the earth and be fruitful and increase in number upon it.
Whew! Thank you, God! Finally some fresh air!
Yeah, we... Hey!
Never again will I curse the ground because of man. Even though every inclination of his heart is evil from childhood. Never again will I destroy all living creatures as I have done. As long as the earth endures, seed time and harvest, cold and heat, summer and winter, day and night will never cease. I now establish my covenant with you and your descendants after you. Never again will there be a flood to destroy the earth. This is the sign of the covenant I am making between you, me, and all the creatures. Whenever I bring clouds over the earth and the rainbow appears, I will see it and remember my everlasting covenant between you, me, and all life on earth forever.